that there for a sec?
No, I didn't, swear.
And that's with me, Jared.
And me, Huntley.
What's happened? So last week...
last week, what happened?
We had a guy send in...
A question
asking what TV series should he watch, so that kind of spawned this episode.
Did you watch one I recommended for you, Taboo? No, you didn't!
I didn't.
You fucking didn't, you liar. We won't transfer you found up or something.
No, not at all. I couldn't find it on Amazon Prime Video.
BBC iPlayer told you.
Misheard it.
Right. What makes a good TV series, before we get into it, in your opinion, since this show's all about opinions?
Right. So, there's so many variations of this, because, one, I like TV that's gripping, that's unreal, like, there's a good bit of realism in it, but I also like something that's so far-fetched that, like, superpowers or vampires, or, you know, I love that shit too. It's so hard to
see if Buffy the Vampire Slayer is on your fucking list. I swear to God, I'm gonna do the chair.
No spoilers.
Jesus Christ, right? What else?
Vampy so,
boy.
It has to be like, if it's based on real life scenarios, it has to be something that can happen. Or
yeah,
fair enough. At times, there's gonna be points in every series, even if it's as close to real life where you're going, there's no way that could happen, you know, but
it's not beyond the realms of, it's not beyond
the realms
of possibility.
That's exactly it, nail on the head. And then I think it really depends on what you're watching. If it's comedy, it has to be relatable. If it's horror, it has to be scary. You know, as stupid as that sounds, there's some films that are just classed as horror because of
jump scares.
Yeah,
there. Instead of being actually, oh my god, that just freaked the fuck out of me.
Yeah, freaky.
Yeah. I think ours are going to be, for once, I think we're going to have completely contrasting
shocker
things.
Well, I know.
But normally we have things that are quite similar.
My number 8 is going to be, well, I'd say there'd be some crossovers. There's definitely things that I know that I loved that you loved.
Yeah.
We usually had to make that stick.
All up in your grill.
Because we moved it. So yeah, there's definitely going to be one or two. I think that I'll mention, you go, I forgot about that, or you'll mention, I go, I forgot about that, or maybe we'll just have the same opinion and it'll be in the same position and everything.
No, for me, it has to have, I look obscure and offbeat comedy. Stuff that you would, see, I have quite a quirky sense of humour. I find, I like different types of humour.
It's okay, but I mean, I mean, you're talking TV comedy. I love anything from Friends to, what's an unrealistic slapstick comedy?
Fawlty Towers.
Only Fools and Horses, yeah.
Fawlty
Towers too. It's good.
I like gangster stuff. Love Betrayal. Has to have a bit of sex in it as well. I don't know why. I think it's just, sex is used, if used correctly, sex is a real powerful manipulative tool that can be exploited. Do you know what I mean? Like, if people know how to use it.
Oh yeah, no, I've seen it in an episode recently. It's, I'm not kidding too, but I'll maybe show you the first like minute and a half of an episode of a TV show and you can, it'll definitely.
Are they doing the button?
Yes, they
is
are.
Is there plenty of the button going on by?
Well, the guy is bucking her, bucking.
Doing the bucking.
Her husband calls, his work calls, and when he's on the phone, she continues the bucking.
Continues the bucking. Dirty badge.
Yeah, but it's just how it's handled, how it's shot, very good. Just shows you how real world can be.
I like stuff with a bit of drugs in it. Again, it's a power thing.
So you like sex and drugs so far? Can we expect rock and roll to come up here?
Good music.
And a little bit of the bubbly.
Bubbly. I like something. I like to be fooled. I like to think I know what's going on. And then just be curveballed.
There's some of my shows that do that. So if you like that,
yeah,
and you might enjoy some of the ones I'm going to mention. If you don't already enjoy them,
yeah, Because there's loads of TV shows, right? Also, for me, I like, if a TV series is good, it'll have more than three series. In my opinion. And whenever I was making my list, bar one of them, which you'll understand whenever I tell you what it is, it's the only one that's three series. But...
well, at the very, very end, we'll talk about ones that didn't make the list that are still worth watching, but maybe don't have the...
But I don't have time to watch. See, because I listen to so much podcasts. See, sitting down to watch something...
that's why podcasts are fantastic.
I don't listen to... or sorry, I would listen more than I watch stuff. As much as I love sitting watching it.
No, because you can do other things while you're listening.
Yeah.
That's why.
So...
which is what I do in work. All the time. I'll always have a podcast on. I'll always have some sort of noise on in the background.
Mm.
Even though I'm working, doing what I'm meant to do, there'll always be something playing. And it gives...
do you know what we should do an episode on? Our top 10 podcasts. Like, other podcasts we just recommend people listen to.
Okay. What about you have to have 5 local and 5 foreign?
Yes.
There we go. Top 10. That's been...
you working for FIFA? Yeah, they're the things that I like. I would like to watch more horror based stuff, but Sinead isn't really into that. But see, like you were saying, you like far fetched stuff. I can't. I just can't. It has to be.
Do you not tell me you watch Gotham?
I want to watch it.
You want to watch it? Okay.
I watched like 20 minutes of the first episode or something.
I just mean like in.
Yeah.
You know, I like superhero stuff, so when you're watching that, you kind of just have to believe it or have to roll with it, going, okay. And. This it's possible.
Yeah,
that's
for me. It's a bridge too far. I just can't.
Doesn't
like see all the way.
But that's okay. You're allowed that opinion, even if it is wrong. You're allowed it.
But what way do you want to do it? Do the way we've done it the last time.
Do
mine
and
yours, and then you.
And I know you're gonna hate my first.
Right, rock paper scissors. Go first.
So
rock paper scissors. Then go rock paper scissors. Rock, paper, scissors. Rock, paper, scissors. Fuck's sake. Rock, paper, scissors. Ha, I win.
Right. I win.
So,
I was scissors and paper.
So you said last week about doing 8.5 just because you wanted to offset my favourite number 8.
Yeah.
So I'll keep my wee half one to the end.
Yeah, so your half has to be that. That's something that going, people won't pick it up, but they should.
No, my just one just didn't make the list.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Number 8.
I'll give you it. I'll allow it.
Number 8.
Can we give you AR on that?
It's allowed.
Go ahead, number 8.
CSI. Bar the New York one. I like the Vegas one and the Miami one. Class.
Never watched it. Not one episode.
Lord.
Not one episode.
How dare you? How dare you?
So there you go. So that's not definitely not going to be a minus. So tell me a wee bit about it.
So, crime scene investigation. So it's about the guys that you don't see, the behind the scenes, the guys who do all the DNA stuff and piece together the puzzle and all the missing parts to let people, let the prosecution and the police know what actually happened. Because the police may think they have a motive and a timeline, but they have one piece of evidence that changes it all. Do you know this is a great series because it spawned different ones. So like I said, you had your Vegas, you had your Miami, you had your New York.
Was it LL Cool J in one of them?
No, you're thinking of... no.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Is that something similar? Go ahead anyway.
It is something similar.
I can see it's annoying you now after me saying that, but just... you continue on there.
Is it something about Brooklyn? It's not Brooklyn 99, obviously. Search it there.
CSI Brooklyn. Go ahead, I'll search
it. Is it Brooklyn?
I don't know.
No.
You can continue to talk there.
Brooklyn something. But the fact that it's one, there's more than one series, and it's actually quite unrealistic because a lot of the stuff they can't do, they were just putting things together that obviously this is what the police want to be able to do, and then put it all together. Like, there's one of them, like, smells. The guy, anybody who's watched it, whenever Las Vegas was Grisham, he was, like, the head CSI. and he had like an amazing nose. But they had like personal stories intertwined, like their addictions and affairs and all the usual stuff that I like, the drugs and the sex and the bopping. Class. I just loved it, like all the wee, not vignettes, but how the show just stuff was done, like Matrix Day, like if they had like a strand of DNA, it would go in and show you the profile, but it would bring you in like virtually and show you the makeup and stuff and how things intertwined and then how it plays out. Or like wee bits, say there was somebody who was smoke inhalation, it would show you the person standing there, and although the vapor would be invisible, they would make it visible to you and watch it in the person's nose in the respiratory system and go through and then in like all their lungs and hearts and veins and then makes them die. And then, but you're seeing it from the inside perspective of how it's actually working. And it just gives you great insight to the criminal world. Fantastic.
And so just as a final recommendation then, so which state should I watch CSI?
My favourite was the Vegas one, but the Miami one was good. Because there's a character in that one, he's the main guy, and there was a game.
While you're looking that up, the LL Cool J reference was NCIS, that's why it was.
NCIS,
Los Angeles, so it was definitely a rip-off there.
Yeah. The main character, Horatio Caine, right, he had a catchphrase, and there was a game. Every time he said this cat...
Was it a drinking game?
Yeah. I think it was he took his glasses off. It always happened at the start of the episode. Then it would go to the intro. But see throughout the show, it's the way he done it, it's very hard to explain. He always either took his glasses off really slowly and brought them down, or whenever he's putting them on, he always put his head down. And as he put them on, his head would come up, and then he would say something. So every time he's taking his glasses on and off, but it's the way his eyes sit.
So how black did you get?
Steaming. Go and drink a water, like. Still get drunk.
Standard.
Number 8 for you.
You're gonna hate it. Breaking Bad.
Ugh.
And before. Before breaking into that a wee bit, you know there's a movie coming out.
I do. I'm looking forward to see what way it goes.
So did you watch Breaking Bad?
Mm-hmm.
And you still aren't a fan. It had like one of the best endings to a season, like the end to a TV show. It's very hard to end a TV show well. It's one of the ones that I think ticks the box and delivers on it.
Yeah.
But still, people wanted more.
I think up to series 3 was good, and then it just repeated itself.
There's definitely a bit where you have to just sludge through, but.
Yeah, like the last two seasons.
I think some background.
No.
No, not for you.
It was just repetitive bullshit that didn't like.
I don't know, for me it was relatable, far-fetched, but believable.
Yeah.
Definitely worth sticking with at times, because
it was a good storyline.
But slow. Do you know it's the Guinness Book of Records holder for the most critically acclaimed show of all time?
This is not about all bullshit.
This word is, aye.
My love, huh?
Why are you alive? No, honestly.
We need to get a soundboard in here, don't we?
But then we should record all these wee bits so you don't have to keep saying them. But yeah, so basically for those that haven't watched it, it's about a chemistry teacher, Walter White, and when his life is basically going to shit, and he can barely make ends meet, he decides that he needs to provide for his family after he was told he had cancer, and realising this, that he would run out of time before he has enough time to make enough money to look after them, he decides to start a meth lab in an RV, and shenanigans from there, boy.
And it's good math.
And so it ran for 5 seasons.
2 seasons too long.
And it got 98% rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
But we've discussed Rotten Tomatoes a load of wine, so.
98%.
Right, do your number 7 then, bounce back to me.
Okay, so my number 7, going, switching it up completely from a serious Breaking Bad. Class Breaking Bad is serious. Definitely not comedic, so it's definitely drama in it, isn't it?
I was going to say drama, but it doesn't seem to fit it, but it is serious, it's drama.
What would you call it? Thriller? Drama thriller?
No, it wouldn't be a thriller. It is dramatic.
Falls under something. Number 7.
Miscellaneous.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Mammy.
Did you get in the night then?
I got the series 5 because that's all Netflix had, and
I was here one night, they were having a drink, and I told you you should watch it. So.
You told me, and Clara told me.
Hey.
And.
Who's your favourite cat?
Gina. Just nobody even comes close. See, to me that has obscure comedy because it has, it's a bit like a Family Guy where it cut away to something and do like a skit, and to me it's just hilarious. Like the one where they're getting the new sergeant and the guy coming in has a depth perception issue because of, what do you call him? The main character, Jake,
probably.
Because it was like a shooting incident. And your man doesn't see the big water cooler, and he bangs into it and he starts shouting, but he's shouting at a completely wrong place. He's like, I told you to keep the hallways clear.
There's loads of got between Jake, Amy, Boyle, Captain Holt, hilarious.
He is so funny.
And
I'm ecstatic. Do I not
look it? The show's actually, it's that good that when Fox in America cancelled it, the people went into uproar, and within 31 hours, the fans talked a big network. So NBC, Netflix, and Hulu, and all these places were in for
CBS.
It. And NBC swooped in to the rescue, and now it's going into its 7th season. And you know who's really underrated in it? Outside of it, is Andy Samberg, the guy that plays Jake Peralta.
Do you know what I was thinking? I've never really seen, I don't think I've seen him in anything else.
He was in, you like Adam Sandler films, don't you?
Love him.
That's My Boy.
Haven't watched that one, but
yeah. What's one to watch? It's funny too. But I think he just has that association of cheap humour or geeky humour, or
yeah.
So maybe people don't get it as much, but if you want the YouTube and search The Lonely Island. It's part of the group that Andy Samberg's a part of. They've done a film, now the film was bad, but it's called like Pop Star Don't Stop Popping or something. It was bad, but it's funny. And there's plenty of.
Do you know who I thought he was for years? Because you used to see all the stuff, and you used to see like all the memes and stuff. I thought he was James Blunt. The Doc Egg is James Blunt. And I thought, when the fuck did he move into TV series? And I think that's what half put me off it for so long. Because I thought to myself, if that's James Blunt, why is he doing a police thing? And I actually thought it was like NCSI or something like that.
No, I can see it, like that picture there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can definitely see it.
There's a resemblance, so.
I thought you were being a wee bit far-fetched at the start, but when I look on the picture, it's. Look that up, guys.
My number should be anything else about that, do you want to?
60% rate on Rotten Tomatoes.
60%. See? This next one, I didn't actually watch this properly until.
Sorry, 97% rate on Rotten Tomatoes. Read that wrong.
Okay. This one, I didn't watch. I watched a couple of episodes. Right, but I never got references people always said about it until I watched it, and I watched it in sequence. God bless Netflix. Netflix is a curse, and
the gift and the curse.
Yeah, it takes away that the BBC iPlayer. You have to wait and stuff, but with Netflix, you just bombard
Bits.
Through. Friends, I'd never watched every episode, and I never watched it in sequence. If it was ever on like Channel 4 or E4 or whatever, I would have watched certain things, but I never always got the jokes because they're all linked. And I sat and watched it last year, and I remember sitting crying at one of them. Right? It's whenever Chandler.
It's how you know a good TV series, isn't it? When you can get it, pulls every emotion. You laugh,
yeah.
You cry, you go along for the journey.
Yeah. And it's stuff that you find that you do. A lot of the stuff they done was just everyday normal stuff with jokes fired in. Some of the jokes you could sort of see coming, but it's the bit that made me cry was when Chandler is getting ready to propose to Monica, right? See the nerves that you have of holding the secret, and you do the complete, you don't even realise you're doing it, but you have to do it to try and put them off the scent, but you end up going so overboard that you're almost like a bit of a dick. So whenever he's getting ready to propose to her, to try and put her off the scent, he starts being a bit of a dick, and she gets back with Richard. And I remember sitting there going, oh my god, she better not leave me, I've been a dick to her at all, this is going to fucking end up terribly. But I liked Richard. I thought Richard was a nice guy. And...
Is that Tom Selleck, wasn't it?
Yeah. And I remember going, oh my god.
That's it. I remember when Richard was with Monica originally. Everybody
yeah.
loved that.
Yeah.
Parent was a couple. You
it was
know,
great. It was good.
But when it was Chandler, nobody wanted to go back with Richard.
Yeah.
So I get that.
But it was the way it was done, the way he done it. I then realised, oh my god, I'm actually doing that, and didn't even realise. And then I had to stop.
So it was relatable for you?
Yeah. Favourite friend's character?
Mine, yours, mine. Probably Chandler.
Yeah, it's Chandler.
There's one-liners and...
The stupid jokes.
And again, he hits every button. He'd make you laugh, he'd make you cry, do you ring?
Yeah.
Right.
So, agreed on that one. Right, my number six. See the format I'm doing here?
Yeah.
This is one that I didn't have in originally because it's only 3 series long.
See, I don't think that's a problem. As all, the problem is that if it was really good and the network cancelled, that's a problem.
Yeah. Right. Well, the only reason that this was 3 series long is because the rap party. The main actor died in series 3 and a couple of years later,
you know, I honestly, right, I know what you're going to say now, but that didn't even cross my mind. I don't know how, wow, this did not even cross my mind to put in my top list, not even on my my notes here that I put down, because I've listed a few other series that
yeah.
I think should get honourable mention at the end. Well, not obviously go into them, but
mm-hmm.
I no. Oh, how did I forget this? Go ahead.
Father Ted. Father.
That would be an ecumenical matter.
Correct. Just not stop funny. Funny.
Even
funny.
Your Twitter handle is even.
In
Father Ted related.
Yeah. And the characters, every character after that was. Everybody always remember. It's a bit like the Friends situation where you always remember that person as that
character. Yeah.
You'll refer to them to their character name rather than their real name. So
what's his name? Arlen.
Arlen O'Hanlon. Yeah. Dougal. Frank Kelly, Father Jack. You know, Dermot Morgan, and what's
Mrs. Doyle?
Pauline's second name. I forget her first name is Pauline.
Doyle.
But you know she was married, Mrs. Doyle, in the TV series.
Mrs. Doyle.
There's a thing she says, "My husband," and then she stops. She goes, and they all turn around and look at her as if to say, "What?" And she goes, "I've said too much," and then walks out. But she resents that she's related to that character, because I think it was about 4 or 5 years ago they'd done like a reunion.
She's dead, there's ink, what's it?
She's done a couple of things. She's been shameless and stuff, had her back and all that.
That's right.
But they'd done like a reunion, and she wouldn't go on it because she hated that she was always Mrs. Doyle, and people wouldn't take her as serious.
I think that's just a testament to how much people loved your character,
character.
Loved your show.
But then she got typecast.
But we don't even know her name.
Pauline, you didn't even know her first name was Pauline.
Fucking hell, then.
You didn't even know she had a husband.
I but noticed that she makes a good cake.
Pauline McLean.
A wee cup of tea.
So.
I actually didn't know her name, was couldn't remember it.
Father Ted. And
Father Ted, it was.
It's a cult.
So under.
Classic.
So unappreciated, but
yeah.
Yet still.
And for the time in the mid-90s...
But as soon as you watch it, you appreciate it.
Yeah. And it still stands the test of time.
Yeah.
All the jokes are still relatable, like the episode with the Chinese and the Nazis, and he goes in and the priest has all the Nazi memorabilia. He goes, "Have you nothing from the Allied forces?" Said, "No." A perfectly square bit of dirt in the window. The milk float, the wing.
Speed episode.
Speed 3. You whenever he becomes a milkman, and now to rain, this is Riley. You know.
And even recently, or you had on the Rose of Tralee, it was the, what did you call the
Holy Storm
lovely lady
competition. The Holy Storm of Con record wasn't doing good business in Fermanagh, so they relocated it.
Do you remember the on was the last episode on the airplane?
No,
the last episode was the waves in the box.
They were going to, he was going to go to America and become a priest, and they all, he didn't tell them that.
That airplane episode was burning too.
The airplane one.
There's something, most of them were burning.
And in that episode, one of the Raiders is in it.
I'm raising, I forgot about Father Ted.
The guy, he, do you know what? I wasn't going to do it until Sinead said, because it sort of broke my rule.
It sort of slips your, but just, again, talking about how it all depends what genre you're looking for, what type of show you're looking for, because
there's thousands of TV series.
My number one is my number one in that section.
Yeah.
If, for something different, it's not. My favourite TV show, it's not.
Yeah.
You know.
But what was I saying there?
Father Ted.
No, I was making a point about something.
Sorry.
The Bishop Brennan.
Oh, kick Bishop Brennan off the arse episode. Oh, so good.
You know, Father Jack. Like, the fact that you go back and watch these, Ruth Hill had sat down your shed. Do you know what I mean? 18th of July. Why is 18th of July important? Martha became Snickers. End of the Ice Age. Galway's liberated from the Indians. It's just so stupid. But it stands the test of time.
I remember they said they were taking the roads in.
Yeah.
Do you know, I told Megan that they were taking the roads in one day and she believed it.
So,
great shout, Anthony. You know what, there you, if you have not watched that show, I don't care what age you are, watch that show.
Or where you're from in the world.
Or where you're from. It translates.
Yeah. To be three priests and a tea lady.
In a house. You went to the house?
No, I have the voucher for it, I haven't used it.
Have you not? You have a pet
just
brick.
Above your head, the first ever Father Ted quiz in Northern Ireland. That's a trophy, a teapot and a mug.
I feel well.
And what was the name of my team? So there was me, Mark Watson, one of Mark's friends, Gabrielle, was pregnant. She was like,
oh,
she was almost pregnant with Aidan. She's only a couple of weeks.
Who was there? What, many fellas?
Three.
It was four men and
a. Three men, a woman, and a bump. Or was it three men, a tea lady, and a bump? But it was referenced to the whole thing, and then Aidan McKiernan and Oisin came. So I hate that, you know, for certain people you have to say both their names. Then Oisin and Thing came, Aidan came, and we won the first ever quiz.
The rest is history.
Yes, it's history. But Father Ted, I probably should have been hired.
I need a photo of that for the cover for this episode. That needs to be the
The shot.
The shot.
So
fantastic.
2012, that was. Jesus.
Unbelievable, Jeff.
Unbelievable. My name's Jeff. Right, you're number six. We'll
talk
about Father Ted all day.
We're really. There's episodes, aren't it? Episodes. Plural. Plus, they didn't have call in guests like Mark and.
Aidan McKiernan.
Is that his second name, was it?
Yeah.
So, my number six. It was a tough one to put it. That. I was debating to put it in, to not put it in, because it's hard to come by. But for me, because it's my list, it's not your list or your list. It's a comedy drama set in Belfast, and it's about four janitors trying to pull scams with hilarious consequences.
Pull scams?
Pretty moves.
Pull moves, show.
This movement is because it's based in the West. It's better than Derry Girls.
See if I look anything like you. I'm completely fucked.
It didn't have the budget that makes The Fall had. I wanted to put something here. But The Fall was great. If you haven't watched The Fall, watch The Fall, it's on Amazon Prime.
I'll watch the first series.
There's only one season for the most.
I know.
10 episodes.
Such a random number as well, isn't it?
It's obviously just what the bunch of stress to, or Pierce Elliott was the writer of it, he's still doing plays and stuff. Did you see The Man in the Moon or anything?
No.
The show that's been on. It's very, very good. It's about a guy that commits suicide in the Half Moon Lake.
Okay.
Very, very good if you can go and see it. It has everything that, like, when I was growing up, or you know somebody that's like these
that
people.
That character, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like
there's parrot.
Hooker.
There's parrot taxis, there's dodgy priests again. Wee whippers, it's well worth looking for. But
what do you call the character with the glasses? The geeky one? He tries to do the taxi.
It's something like Shane or something, isn't it?
Where he has the wheelbarrow and he's bringing it up.
Do you remember putting the moves in? Yes.
Yes, I do. I remember having it on DVD. Pirate, obviously, because it wasn't legit shit.
But, and then like, there's the grandfather clock, and let me see. So his
was
name
the
is
grandfather clock.
Shea O'Prey. The only thing that ever annoyed me about it was he says, "I'm at the top of Grant's here," and he's sitting there doing your phone. Mate, that's not Grant's.
That's not Grant's.
But it's too local to have a Rotten Tomatoes rating, but it does have an 8.1 out of 10 rating on IMDb.
Does it?
It does.
IMDb's way better than fucking.
You'll not find it on Amazon or Netflix, so you're going to have to ask a mate if they have it on DVD. Do you still have your DVD of it?
No.
You may find it on YouTube.
That's years old. What when was it out? I think it was like 2004, 2003.
I think. 10 episodes, 2004 it says there, so. 2004. But
right.
Something that was never resurrected. The same guys were different characters and done Man About Dog, the film.
It was a cracking show.
You know what I mean? So
I'd just seen that. I was actually going to say, what was the name of that again? It's about the Greyhound, wasn't it?
I was Boots, I think they called it.
It was so heavy.
Then
heavy footed.
Jesus, I'm just even remembering. Do you remember the episode of the Flying Pigeon or anything, though?
Remember.
It was pigeon racing in the room. They had this secret sauce, but it was like Star Wars. You know what? It's just, if you're from this island, you'll find it hilarious.
And you'll know somebody who's trying to do something like that.
So, like I said, it's not The Fall, because it's funny. It doesn't have that sort of budget.
Many series, is The Fall 2 or 3?
3.
Jamie Dornan, isn't it?
Jamie Dornan.
To put him on the map.
Yeah. Then you've got Dagger, which has already done 2 seasons.
Uh-huh.
Third in the film, then coming, or third, fourth in the film.
Okay.
But as good as Danny Girls is,
yeah.
Pretty much is just.
Yeah,
takes
that was
the
original.
So we're doing my number 5 then, aren't we? I don't know if you watched this one, Prison Break.
Didn't watch it.
Michael Scofield is a desperate
is he
man.
Related to Philip Scofield?
Hmm?
Is he related to Philip Scofield?
Potentially. They look kind of similar. So basically, Michael's brother is in. This is how the show starts. Michael's brother's in prison, wrongfully. He's on death row.
Right, okay.
Because he murdered somebody, but it was.
Somebody else?
Who knows? It wasn't him that done it, that's all we know. And Michael has a plan to, funnily enough, break him out of prison. And there's loads of shenanigans, but it's really, really smart. And there's loads of twists and turns, even after.
It sounds like Fire Tech could replace this on your list.
Probably. I just don't want to give too much away. I mean, it's 5 seasons. The first one was in 2005.
Well, if people haven't watched
the last one,
then
was in 2017. There was an 8-year hiatus between season 4 and 5.
Yeah.
That's how much like, people wanted it to come back. The two main actors didn't want to do it for so long, they wanted to have a crap story. And then they were working together on a different project and wrote a new series, and now fans are wanting more again, so there's rumours it's coming back for a 6th.
Right,
Father Ted could have maybe replaced it, but it's still a great show. It's really gripping. There's bits of comedy aspect to it, but it's one of those shows where you're watching it and they're like, oh, long 45-minute, 50-minute episodes, and you're starting to tire, and it gets really exciting, right, let's put the next one on.
Yeah.
You know, and then you slug through another 40 minutes, and you're ready to put the next one on. And there's always that high, lull, high, and just goes out with you wanting more.
Yeah. But do you know what I hear about that?
60% Rotten Tomatoes.
Definitely. The double check it.
Yeah, that was the one I read earlier by mistake.
See, whenever a TV series, an episode ends like that, see the start of the next one, it never starts with the pop that the other one ended on.
Yeah.
Frustrates me.
I'd say this one you would get. No, you'll just enjoy it, watch it if you haven't. So, yeah, what's your number five?
My number five is. The Sopranos. Great show. Dancer, drugs, sex. Again, dodgy priest. What the fuck is it with a priest being a dodgy character?
You'll find that a lot of shows
use that character. Sorry,
I'll tell you what I mean at the end, but there are a lot of shows you can will either have a pattern of what you like or are relatable in some way. It's weird. I'll talk to you about it at the end, because otherwise it'll go away some of the other ones. But
okay.
So Sopranos, my dad, I got my dad the complete box set. I think he might have been with me or something. And
I was
never
watched it. I was out there trying to get a phone number off a girl, no?
Really? But countless times he told me to take it, watch it. Because I'm always looking something to watch.
Yeah.
Didn't have the time. I was like, oh.
It's good. The only thing is, see with The Sopranos, see the way it ends?
I know that's what I'm saying, it's hard to get a good last episode.
But I think, to me, that's bad writing. Because what's happened is, they'll go, boom, 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 boom. We'll let you make up the end. And see that? See not putting closure on it? To me, that's people
but
have run out of ideas and are being lazy. And fucking unimaginative.
This is going to come up again, because my number one show on this list has quite potentially the worst end in history, but it's still so good that you have to watch
it. Yeah, I know what you mean. Watch like 99.9% of the series and then
stop and make up your own ending.
Yeah. So Sopranos theme song, I really like the theme song too. That's something like, see now again, Netflix is ruined. Skip intro.
Yeah.
If a TV series.
I do it all the time now, to be fair.
Yeah.
Just to save that 30 seconds.
If you have a good intro, then.
That's it. You know every word to the Friends theme, don't you?
Yeah. Sopranos has a really good one as well. Number four for me, Keeping Up with Gangs, right? This one. I really liked it. But the problem was, this was the last TV show I properly binge watched. Like staying up to 2 and 3 in the morning watching 4 or 5 episodes. And I'd done it back to back with Breaking Bad. And because Breaking Bad really put me in bad form, and I watched this, when I was thinking back, I was like, you know what, I actually really did enjoy that. And I actually had The Simpsons in place of this, and then I took The Simpsons out.
Okay, everybody, we're going to pause it there. And we'll be back next week with the rest of the top 8.5 TV shows to watch. And if you're a fan of the show, make sure you leave us a review. We'll do it on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud. If you can give us a thumbs up, a 5-star review, whatever it is, we'll really appreciate it. And don't forget to share with your friends.